Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Yo, siyelele mama, uhelele yo. Siyelele mama, uhelele yo. Siyelele mama, uhelele yo. Siyelele mama, uhelele yo. Siyelele sechaba, dihomo lifeile. Uhelele.
Ufedile ni bo papa,
batware tswidi pasa. Uhelele. Siti mela si batser, bafele tsicho hane. Uhelele. Basimani basitsana, batshabile Soweto. Uhelele. Masiyani basat, basetsi bali bangwe. Uhelele. Tangli bonen, matata Afrika. Uhelele. Iyo. Siyelele mama. Uhelele. Iyo. Siyelele mama. Uhelele. Iyo. Siyelele mama. Uhelele. Iyo. Siyelele mama. Uhelele. Masoguku. Roma.
Good day, welcome to Africa Weekly on Radio Africana. It's always a pleasure knowing you're out there tuned in and locked into the broadcast on Africa Weekly. We keep you up to speed with all of the major happenings across the African continent through the course of the week. We're talking current affairs, culture and tourism, entertainment and sports. Today, I always like to do date check. It's the 28th of March, 2026. This looks like it's going to be a very pacey year. Not sure when we said Happy New Year and it's already 28th of March, 2026. Incredulous. Well, this broadcast, the program in its entirety is brought to you, Kotsi, Chris Okunowa, and yours truly, Emmanuel Atsim. As always, there's quite a lot lined up for you on today's broadcast, but for now let's start off the show with something from FOLA. I think they do pronounce his name Fola. He calls this Alone.
Give me up when you feel alone. When I see her for the village, oh, I fall with the way she dey bread, yo.
Oh, Monjeri.
Chillalo. Them dey feel rhythm for my piano. Ah, this music na my ear, oh.
Yeah, oh.
He's saying he's believing. but still them feeling me. No rititi, you know you missing me. Eh, shama miliki. Baby, show the reason killing me. When you on your bikini. Oh God, girl, I'm losing you cheating me. Oh, Joe, pity me. No lie. I've had enough. Only tell me, Joe, I'm tearing up. I know I fell in love with the right one. You know my kind of love when you type on low. Oh my dear, shame me more. See I should body plumb with your stature. Kill you do I go me up from your actions. No, I don't care, attitude nice one. He saying he's believing, but still them feeling me. No reality, you know you missing me. Yeah, shama miliki. Baby, show the reason killing me. When you on your bikini. Oh God, girl, I'm losing you cheating me. Oh Joe, pity me. Oh lie.
Ah, cock up love. If you call a you call it bad today. Girl, I won't treat you like this. Girl, I won't treat you like this. Sweet like a party jello. Cause I give you tradition. But like the vice of this tradition. My competition.
Oh, boom, boom, I make a forgive for you. Forgive for you, no more deliver you. Above all, I come in to serve you, boo. But I so boom, but they fuck you, so
boom. The same thing, but still I'm feeling me. The easy thing, I hope you missing me. And shall I drink it? Baby, she's a easy thing. Baby, I'm a kidding.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song, Fola, and he calls this Alone, but like Liverpoolians, I know you out there listening, so I didn't feel like I'm alone. Also, I've got the, should I say, happy fingers of Wonderful, the producer for the broadcast this Saturday. Welcome back. Let's get you listening to the show proper, Africa Weekly on Radio Africana. We're broadcasting from Manchester. Let's start off, as always, with the current affairs. And this time, it's the reports involving a former Belgian diplomat. His name is Etienne Davion. He has appealed a court decision ordering him to stand trial over the 1961 killing of Congo's first Prime Minister, Patrice Lumumba. The 93-year-old is accused of playing a role in Lumumba's illegal detention and transfer, which allegedly denied him a fair trial before he was killed. At the time, the former diplomat Etienne Davion was a junior diplomat, and he has now officially been accused. So he's trying to appeal that. Just a flashback, Lumumba was overthrown, and after that event took place, he sadly was murdered shortly after Congo gained independence from Belgium in 1960. And since that period, it's always been a killing linked to Belgian-backed forces. But I also have to state in Africa Weekly that Belgium admitted moral responsibility for the assassination. This admission came in 2002. But again, this case involving this gentleman called David Avion could become the very first criminal trial connected to the killing of Patrice Lumumba. He is the only surviving suspect among those who are accused. And not surprised, because he's 93, and I don't know if he would be wishing he was dead and not alive to see this very moment. But again, if the appeal fails, the trial could mark a historic step towards justice for one of Africa's most symbolic anti-colonial leaders. Then again, you never know what could happen. It also could be an appeal that could succeed, but if it fails, it would be historic, and you'd have the now 93-year-old former diplomat Etienne Davion convicted as one of the reasons why Lumumba was executed. Well, it's a case that shows that even after decades, the demand for justice never truly disappears. In Senegal, dozens of protesters gathered in the capital city, Dakar, to demonstrate. And you ask, why exactly are they demonstrating? It's not because the country is in war. No, it's simply because of the demonstration is against the ongoing Iran war, and they just trying to show solidarity with affected nations. The demonstrators in Dakar wave Senegalese and Iranian flags while chanting anti-war slogans and also condemning the role of global powers, particularly the United States and Israel. Organizers said the protest was not just about the Middle East, but a global concern, warning that the effect of the conflict could spread far beyond the region. Some protesters also described the march as a stand against injustice and, crucially, a message of unity from Africa to the rest of the world. In Benin Republic, rival presidential candidates are stepping up their campaigns. They have an election coming through. Last time I checked, that election will take place on the 12th of April this year. Candidates have been traveling across the country, meeting voters and presenting their plans on key issues, or making reference to issues like security, which is crucial in any economy and country, the economy itself, and job creation. Those are crucial issues. The race is mainly between government-backed candidate Romulu Wangani and the opposition figure Paul Hunkpe, as President Patrice Talon prepares to step down after completing his final term. So there will be a new sheriff in town. One, of course, is backed by the current government, Romulu, as I mentioned. And then you have the opposition figure, Paul, also trying to contest the election. But of course, when it comes to elections on the African continent, there will be security issues and security concerns, especially in the northern areas affected by militant attacks, they've become a major talking point during the campaign. The election is seen as an important test for democracy in Benin, with expectations high for a peaceful and transparent process. Whenever I come across the word democracy, all I think about is Felani Kulakbokuti's song, where he also had to just break it down as demonstration of grace on the African continent. But we've seen some teething. We've seen some countries that have established themselves. But then again, this election in Benin Republic, it's a key moment for the country, voters, to decide whether to continue the current path or somehow just push for a new direction. Not too pleasant reports. At least 20 people have been killed somewhere in southern Tanzania after heavy rains triggered deadly landslides. This disaster struck the Mbeya region, where strong winds and days of intense rainfall caused mudslides that destroyed homes. And the terrifying thing about this report is that officials are warning that the dead toll could still rise, but at the moment the official count is 20. Authorities have also urged residents who are in high-risk areas to, as expected, just move to safer grounds, because they expect more rain in the coming days. I was having a conversation, of course, with my producer before the show started, and we're talking about how not too pleasant rain is, and he makes reference to the city being Rainchester. I think it would sound better than Manchester. No, Manchester is still top in terms of naming. But yeah, it's just how you're coming into the studio and it's raining. Why is it raining? Why does it have to rain? Anyways, the crisis in Tanzania is part of a wider problem, not just for the country itself, but for the region. East Africa, heavy seasonal rains have also caused flooding in Kenya, and you also had deadly landslides in regions like Ethiopia, which of course have left many communities affected. And experts who handle all of this say the scale of the destruction is raising concerns about how prepared the region is for extreme weather and climate-related disasters. So at the moment, 20 people confirmed killed in southern Tanzania. But again, as they mentioned, the officials, they're saying the death toll could rise following heavy rains that have ultimately triggered deadly landslides. I've got two more stories in the current affairs segment. This one involves the Pope Leo the 14th. He's got this tour. It's like a musician tour in there. I've got to pay complete reverence. Give the Pope some respect he deserves. But he's got his upcoming Africa tour, which is drawing both excitement and criticism. He prepares for his first major visit to the continent next month. The Pope is set to visit several countries, including Algeria, where he will become the very first pontiff ever to travel to the country. His visit is expected to promote peace and strengthen ties between different regions. However, in Equatorial Guinea, the trip has somehow sparked controversy. Authorities have reportedly imposed salary deductions on workers and required students to buy special clothing to attend events linked to their visit. And you've got critics who say these measures are very unfair, that the Equatorial Guinean government shouldn't be doing it. They shouldn't be doing it, especially because the country is one where many people still live in poverty despite its oil wealth. But again, despite the backlash, the Pope is expected to meet prisoners and visit important memorial sites during his stay, which will highlight, you know, there's always messages of justice and compassion. So looking forward to the tour, the Pope. The Pope is coming to the continent, the very first major visit to Africa. And again, like we always mention, it's a continent, so he's not going to Africa. Well, as a continent, yes, it is, but he'll touch down different countries there, some of which Equatorial Guinea and Algeria confirmed. Just one more before the break. It has to do with the United Nations Migration Agency. They have come out with a very, how do I put this now, disturbing, that's it, data. They say the year 2025 was the deadliest year ever for migrants who tried to cross the Red Sea between the Horn of Africa and the Middle East. According to the International Organization for Migration, IOM, at least 922 people died or went missing along the route last year, more than double the number in 2024. It's not surprising though, because most migrants embark on this deadly journey from countries like Ethiopia and Somalia, and they have to go through Djibouti hoping to reach the Gulf States in search of work and better living conditions. However, many end up stranded in war-torn Yemen, or they fall victim to dangerous sea crossings, sometimes overcrowded boats and human smugglers. You see this on the news. So you turn left, you see a boat capsized, or you just see some very disturbing pictures. The IOM, they also warned that nearly 88,000 people died or somehow disappeared on migration routes worldwide in 2025, showing the growing risks migrants face globally. Officials say funding cuts and limited access to some of the regions are making it harder to track deaths, meaning the real number could even be higher. They have it for a fact that at least 922 people died trying to cross last year. Again, they're saying these are figures that we have that are factual, but it actually means somehow we feel that the numbers could be higher. It's what humans do for survival. Crossing an ordinary gutter, if there's any open, it's terrifying. And just picture someone trying to cross the Red Sea, and just because they are looking for bread to eat. Let's take a break on Africa Weekly. When we do return on the show this fine Saturday, it'll be an opportunity for us to talk about tourism and culture, the tourism and culture segment of the show. But this is something though from also one of my favorite composers. His name is Wasis Diop, and he calls this Les Passions.
Is not a sunrise. Joy is
Is due classic tune always Le Passion. Yeah, welcome back. You're still listening to Africa Weekly on Radio Africana, broadcasting live from Manchester. The name hasn't changed yet. I'm still Emmanuel Atom. Tomorrow I could be John Doe. No, I'll always be Emmanuel Atom. Let's now dive into our tourism and culture segment this Saturday. Again, it's imperative to mention and remind that Africa is a continent, yes, because people just mistake it for a country. It's the second largest continent, made up of 54 countries. Of course, rich cultural diversity, vast natural resources, and a rapidly growing young population. It's a continent of contrasts, which combines ancient civilization and traditions. And of course, you know they, at the moment, do have very fast developing cities and economies which are shaping, of course, shaping its future. We start off with this report, the story of Cleopatra. And you know Cleopatra, you make reference to Egypt, one of the North African country. Well, her story is being brought to life using modern technology in a new immersive exhibition taking place in London. It's an experience which combines virtual reality, holograms, and interactive displays with real ancient artifacts to recreate the world of Egypt's last queen. Visitors can explore key moments from her life, which includes her palace in Alexandria and the mystery surrounding her tomb, which has never been found. So till this second, they do not know where Cleopatra was laid. Buried, I think that's the right term to use. As of the last count, the exhibition has already attracted over 200,000 visitors since its debut in Madrid, which of course just showing again how much global interest there is in Cleopatra's story. It's really not bad. Let's move away from that and head to Madagascar. A crowd gathered in the city called Antananarivo. The country revived its traditional pre-colonial New Year celebration known as Al-Hakmadi Bay. The festival, which had been abandoned for many years, returned with cultural rituals which include ancestor honoring, sacred fire ceremonies and purification rites. The turnout, as expected, large, especially at historic sites like the Rova of Antananarivo. Organizers say restoring the celebrations is important, and I tell you why: for cultural pride and for passing traditions onto younger generations. Really nice. Well, today on the current affairs segment, we are proud to announce Malawi as our choice travel destination because of its stunning natural beauty, especially Lake Malawi, one of Africa's largest and most scenic lake, known for clear waters and unique fish species. The country of Malawi also offers welcoming communities. They also do have wildlife reserves like Liwonde and the Nyinka National Park, and it's this peaceful atmosphere around Malawi which makes it ideal for cultural and ecotourism. So if you're thinking of a place to go, make it Malawi. The country of course is home to several ethnic groups, the largest being the Chiwa people. I'm sure you wouldn't mind if I told you a little bit about the Chiwa people, who are well known for their rich cultural traditions. Speaking of traditions, Chiwa culture is deeply rooted in initiation ceremonies like Jando for boys and Chimwali for girls, which prepare young people for adulthood and also just teach them social responsibilities. One of their most famous traditions is the Gule Wamkulu. It's the great dance, as they call it, a masked performance by the New Secret Society, which is performed at funerals, celebrations also, and community events that connect the living with ancestors. In terms of the Chiwa, the women play important roles in family life, farming. They also very instrumental in preserving cultural values. Through initiation ceremonies, girls are taught about marriage, which is essential for them. They also taught about respect. There's the room for also lecturing about motherhood and maintaining household responsibilities, with a strong emphasis on community expectations and moral conduct. In terms of music, this is more like their thing. You speak of a tribe on the African continent, and if you mention the Chiwa tribe, music is central to Chiwa life, especially drumming and traditional dances, as I hinted earlier, like the Gule Wamkulu, which uses powerful drum rhythms, chants, and symbolic mask characters. Songs are essential for them. They're used for storytelling, ceremonies, celebrations, and crucially, sometimes they use the songs to pass down oral history. In terms of the food, a food called Nsima. There's a thick maize porridge usually eaten with vegetables. You could also have beans. As expected, I mentioned one of the main attractions is the Lake Malawi. There you can find different species of fish. So they also love fish. And also meat when available. Food, of course, is shared communally, which reflects values of unity and hospitality. In terms of beliefs, the Chiwa traditionally believe in a supreme creator known as Chiota, along with ancestral spirits who influence daily life. They do have respect for ancestors, very important for them, and rituals are performed to honor these ancestors, out not just the rituals to honor them, but also to seek guidance and maintain harmony between the spiritual and physical world. So add visiting Malawi to your bucket list. It will help you and help you good. Well, that's it in terms of the current the culture and tourism segment of the show. If you have a day to make that journey to a country on the continent, make it Malawi, and also get the opportunity to see how the Chewa people live in real time. Let's pause for a bit. When we return on Africa Weekly, it'll be an opportunity for us to talk entertainment on the show. There's quite a lot going through. Just some days back, the Mobile Awards took place here in Manchester. Davido has come out to say, damn the Grammys. I had to use that term. I do not care about that award anymore. And Shally Poppy is saying, back in the days, people treated me poorly. All of this and more on the entertainment side of this broadcast. For now, though, here's something from Ribena. He calls it Gadam.
You know what time it is, baby. Let's fuck it up, baby. Let's go, baby.
For the emul, I push it and then go. My baby, if we nene po, I swear no go cast my lotion. Allow me, that my shit push it too. Have you ever had good job? I'm barus. Happy things say they hold till I find you, my baby, move for. My baby girl so fine. Goddamn, you so sexy. Fetch you, look at me like that. No stress, oh my baby, no fear, won't be. The allowance does say, alone. Nigoro in my lunch, and no rarinji, cause she fall in. For our guys, I'm here, oh, don't know. She's not gonna make it in like, oh, 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 oh. I try to put me up, happy up to my people. Baby, just a job, I keep on rocking. Come on, Jackie, come on, Jackie. I should have bought you, come on, come on. Put my sexy in a match. Tell me what I know if you do, man. Man.
Alawi, alawi for my day. If you bad, they no reach my day. I be talk boy, we no get feelings. But for your sake, I don't change my mind. Now you be all I know. You be this activa for my goal. You give me joy, you feel I know. You be my dream, I am chasing you. Ah, God damn, so sexy. Slim waist, petite body. And if you don't know, run, but no fear. I don't go stop to love you, my baby.
God damn, you so sexy. Fetch you, you look at me like that. No stress, oh my baby, no fear, won't be. The girl I want to stay alone. Nigga, do you love her? And who would I ring you? Cause she fall in.
For our best, I need you. I need you. Show me how to make you like, oh, oh, oh.
I try to put on your love. My pillow, do my pillow. Baby, just add to my people. Rocky, come on, Jackie, come on, Jackie. I should have got you, come on, go. Oh, my sexy, no macho.
Tell me what I know if you do.
Stalin on
yeah, 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 yeah. Plenty talking, I swear to God. Transaction in them, see, can't be a stage. I'm my tear block, no short here. Pulling up on the bar. Then I kill a boy's bad twerk. My friend is there, I'm a front. If you ain't need one, I see what I form. Martin Marine, him said, this be the life I live for here. Things I see with my eyes, I make out my brain one night. She goes dressed, so I keep it down to myself. Go be an ass with my gangsta, yeah. Me, I'm a choice, I am fair. She name me, baby, I'm aware. Silence for a minute, rest in peace to Sister Maria May. Best year was through I wanted. Then I go tell you my story. Said I'm a catcher, I won't die. No, me not here, two men is banking. But village now, so we trapping. It's the main time for so kite. Meaning power, heaven. See, I can be mommy, oh. Cause I really lose my way. And you say, now you trap, yo. So my name is Maybe I'm not so my pa. Maybe I'm not so my pa. See, more for me, yo. Now, cook everybody, I send me boy.
I send me boy.
Yeah, go for body, I send me.
up in black, oh. Everybody know this commando. Pull up in a bando. Hop in a trish up, come Rambo. Ski mask with a camo. Now I'm on the move like a camo. I get love for the jungle, and the jungle. I stop for the latte, hate on me, but alhamdulillah, I'm good. From a young buck up in a back road jeep with the brook to brook too. This is what I do, don't get it confused. Yes, I be gorilla, but you cannot lock me in the zoo. This we can come, and quick to frame pong. My money is long, so my friends they carry come. And no get, no license. Yeah, yeah.
Second sermon there, Black Sheriff, and you heard the distinct voice of Burna Boy. Welcome back to Africa Weekly on Radio Africana from Manchester to the world. A reminder, you can listen to Radio Africana wherever you are on the face of the planet as long as you have access to an application. Here is also FOC and DAB. Well, yeah, you want to get the app, go to the iStore, yeah, or the Android store, yeah, and Google Play Store, as they call it. Feel free to search Radio Africana and you'll be happy you did. That's the entertainment arm of the show, Africa Weekly and Radio Africana. The African entertainment scene is buzzing, that I have to say. Major music wins, live festivals, and film milestones across the continent and beyond. I start off first by giving a salutation to Wheezy. Nigerian superstar Wizkid has made headlines after becoming the top-selling African artist by equivalent album sales, while he also successfully secured his seventh Mobile Award, ensuring that he set a new record for an African act. The 2026 edition of the Mobile Awards held in Manchester just some days back. It also saw British singer Olivia Dean dominate with multiple wins, including Album and Song of the Year. Other winners on the night had Central C, Ezra, and also Aya Star. She did win. Another reminder, which just highlights the global strength of black music. Across Africa, major live events also taking place today, including music festivals in South Africa and Eswatini, or as we say, Swaziland, as well as entertainment shows in Ghana featuring DJs, gospel performances, and immersive nightlife experiences. Speaking of experiences, well, there's a man that hasn't had the most pleasant since he's been nominated for numerous Grammys, Davido, the Nigerian music star. He said he's no longer, that's the word, interested in chasing Grammy Awards or, crucially now, seeking Western validation for his music career. He explained that while international recognition is appreciated, his main focus now is to build and strengthen African music on its own terms rather than relying on approval from Western institutions. As I hinted, David has previously received multiple Grammy nominations, but he's yet to win the award despite his global success and influence in Afrobeats. He also continues to advocate for greater ownership and development of Africa's own music industry infrastructure. So David O, in a nutshell, is saying the Grammy Award is great, it's good for recognition, but I wouldn't use that as a yardstick to define my success. Let's see how we can help Africa build its own identity musically. All right, good. I just thought about something I could use to sign off. Hopefully the producer could be flexible with that. Something from culture, he'll struggle to find it, I'll tell him. This one involves Charlie Poppy. I saw the report and I felt it. You know, when I saw his tweet, was very venomous, was it? He's spoken out about the harsh treatments he says he received from fellow artists during his early rise in the music industry. He claims that between 2023 and 2024, loads of established artists disrespected him and made his journey difficult before he became Shally Poppy, before he became famous. That's a chap who has loads of heat. One of the most famous, of course, is Elon Musk. Said those experiences he experienced shaped his personality and made him tougher in the industry today. I naturally thought Charlie Puth had balls, you know, so when he's saying things like certain artists let me down or didn't give me the opportunity to grow, he would mention names and say, hey, wonderful, horrible producer, didn't play my songs on the air. No, he didn't say that. He didn't mention specific names. His comments, of course, as expected, will spark reactions online, and they have. Fans debating the challenges upcoming artists face in the music scene. It's a gentle man who rose to fame in 2023, and I give him credit for the fact that he's since become one of Nigeria's fast-growing street pop stars. And another reminder again with a story that behind every success in the music industry, there are often unseen struggles which shape an artist's journey. That's very crucial. We've got less than a quarter an hour to go, so I think it's perfect timing for us to go on another break. When we return, it will be the final segment of, very, very emotional, the final segment of the show in Africa Weekly, where we talk sports. This is Shally Poppy. He calls us Laho. A great tune. Then keep staying strong, Charlie. The fact that he's helped himself to the standard, to this level, means he you know, does have mentality as strong as that of an ape, if I could say that. Welcome back. Let's talk sports in Africa Weekly this fine Saturday. It's the, how do I put it now? As I often say, it's the toy department of life, correct? Yeah, sports is essential. Whatever you do, staying healthy is key. And the fastest way to do it is by engaging in sport. And it is sports, not the football segments. The reason why I'm starting off the very first story with the Senior Athletics Championship that it's scheduled for Accra, Ghana. Preparations for the 24th edition has officially been launched in Accra. The continental event is scheduled to take place from the 12th to the 17th of May this year, 2026. And the venue is the University of Ghana Sports Complex. It's an opportunity for athletes to converge, top athletes across Africa, to compete in various track and field disciplines. The organizers say the launch marks an important step in Ghana's readiness to host the championship, which is expected to attract significant attention across the African continent. It's also an opportunity, the event, to give that platform for athletes to compete and qualify and also prepare themselves for upcoming global competitions. Speaking of qualifications, the preliminary round of the 2027 Africa Cup of Nations, the qualifiers is currently underway. Teams continuing to battle for a place in the continental tournament, which will be co-hosted by Kenya, Uganda and Tanzania. Yeah, the last edition of the AFCON took place in Morocco. We're still fighting on paper, that is, who's the real champion. Senegal won on the pitch in Rabat. They defeated Morocco after extra time. But CAF came out to say the Moroccans are champions following Senegal's decision to walk off the pitch for a certain period. Senegalese FA saying Bardadash will take this to CAS, which is like the lord of all reviews. It's the court arbitration for sports. And saying we'd fight this and would also keep our trophy. We're not releasing it. We're still battling that. But it's not stopping teams who also want to be part of the festivity in the next edition, which will be held in Kenya, Uganda and Tanzania. And fingers crossed, I also should be there. But the question is, would I be in Kenya? Would I be in Uganda? Would I be in Tanzania? Never know. But yeah, it's taking place next year. It'll be fun to be a part of the festivity. In one of the opening fixtures, speaking of the qualifiers, Somalia and Mauritius played out a goalless draw. The first leg match held in Mozambique. Both sides struggled to break each other down in a tightly contested game, which left the tie evenly balanced ahead of the return leg. The preliminary stage will determine which lower-ranked teams will advance to the next round of qualification for Africa's biggest football festival, the Africa Cup of Nations. Well, speaking of the Africa Cup of Nations, Nigeria finished third. They had the opportunity to play in the final but lost to Morocco and went in to play Egypt and defeated the Pharaohs of Egypt on penalty. Ademola Lookman scoring the match-winning penalty there in Casablanca. Yes, that's where the third-place game was played. Shout-out to Elegbeta TV crew. We're part of the train who also covered every single match venue in Morocco. Speaking of the Super Eagles, though, they were engaged in a friendly just some hours back against Iran. That's right, the same Iran Trump is about to obliterate, but they're also fighting back. This time, football-wise, it was an okay game. I saw the entirety of that fixture. Nothing flamboyant, nothing... I wouldn't say exciting. There's a bit of excitement on certain occasions. But in terms of the results, Nigeria defeated Iran 2-1. A friendly match played on Friday at the Koradon Airlines Park in Antalya, Turkey. Mrs. Simon was the chap who opened the scoring just after 6 minutes. It was a very calm finish after he was set up by Samuel Chukwueze, who plays his football in England with Fulham. And in the second 4-5, Jerome Ako Adams scored Nigeria's second, and then he celebrated well. That goal was courtesy of Ademola Lookman, who plays his football in Spain with Atletico Madrid. Once upon a time, he was in England with Everton Football Club. When you thought Nigeria would go on to score a third goal, the Iranians said no. They had to fight back. They pulled one back through Mehdi Taremi. But the Super Eagles held firm to secure the win despite late pressure. The win is a positive sign for the Super Eagles. It just gave them the opportunity to show some sort of chemistry and depth as the team continues to take shape under Monsieur Eric Schell. That's the manager. But there's still the heartbreak. The fact that Nigeria will not be at the World Cup. They had the opportunity to advance via the back door after failing to do so on the pitch, because they lost to the DRC when the playoffs were held in Morocco in Rabat. They lost, and they had the opportunity to do that by appealing the certain players in the DRC were ineligible to play for the country. The NFF filed an appeal. FIFA stayed mute. The DRC went in to play the well, not, they haven't played it yet because they'll play against Jamaica. That should be tomorrow or the day after. Yeah, but that would be an opportunity for them to be at the World Cup. So Nigeria will not be there. Heartbreak. So we'll just enjoy all of the friendly matches, and when it's time for the African Cup of Nations qualifying process, we'll also, you know, just root for them. But it was good to see them again for the first time since they played against Egypt at the African Cup of Nations, and a bit of flair and some of the players and the jersey, atrocious. I think it's the worst design Nike has made for the Nigerian team. I don't know if anyone likes it, but it looked very ordinary. Speaking of results, let's scan across some international friendly matches ongoing as we speak. Just some minutes back, Namibia and the Comoros ended goalless. They had to go to penalty shootout. Namibia won that one. Zambia, Malawi, the same outcome. The Zambians won on penalty. Just hours back, South Korea lost 0-4 to Cote d'Ivoire. Guissant, Adingra, Godo and Singo, the goal scorers for the Ivorians. Two goals came in the first half and the second, and the two other goals came in the second half. Well done to Cote d'Ivoire, doing great things for themselves. So, as we speak, it's almost half time. Botswana against Zimbabwe at 0-1. Zimbabwe leading Mungameli with the only goal in that game at the 24th minute. And it's half time in a friendly match involving the Lord have mercy on me. I don't know how to say this now. The defending African champion Senegal. Moroccans won't be happy for me to say that, because on paper they are the African champions. On the pitch is Senegal. Where's the trophy, Emmanuel? It's in Dakar. But as a journalist, I don't know, it's very confusing. Senegal, the African champions, okay? Sue me, CAF, if you want to. They lead 1-0 against Peru. Goal scored by Jackson. Oh, he's found his boots. It was assisted by Ibrahim Mbaye. Just to mention the lineup to see if the Evertonian player made the list. It's a very solid lineup, and as much as they can, they're ensuring that their rankings stay top. There'll be more matches to come at about 6 p.m. It would be Burkina Faso against Guinea-Bissau. This is just fixtures involving African teams. Crucial to mention that. And also, just trying to scan across the African Cup of Nations qualifying process. I've got about 3 minutes before I take myself out of the studio. Once I get that, I'll let you have it. But for the time being, it's important to mention that top leagues on the African continent still viable. The title race is heating up. Clubs battle for domestic dominance. In Nigeria, the NPFL Rangers International still top of the table, 54 points from 31 matches. They hold a narrow lead over Rivers United, who dropped to second after a 4-1 defeat to Nasarawa United earlier this week. In South Africa, the Betway Premiership, Orlando Pirates, my South African team, yes, they lead the standings on 56 points from 24 games, but only on goal difference, just ahead of Mamelodi Sundowns, the Brazilians as they call them. Both sides remain locked in a tight 2 race. In Egypt, Zamalek see top of the Nile, Egyptian Premier League, 62 points from 26 games. They are narrowly ahead of Pyramids on goal difference, which ensures that a championship battle is finally balanced, or as a friend who's in Canada would say, Bolarima Olajide, it's evenly poised. In Morocco, the top division is known as the Botola. You have Raja Athletic, 58 points from 25 games. They continue to maintain strong form as the season enters its decisive stage. And last on our check mark is the Ghanaian top division, where Maidama, top of the GPL, 49 points, 26 matches. While in Senegal, I have to just throw this in. You've got Ajel Derofisk, currently top with 41 points from 21 games. Well, they say time flies when you're having fun, and 1 hour feels like 10 minutes, but it's the reality of a live broadcast. That's the size of the show. Shout out to everyone who's been a part of this, and those who scan into the TikTok live and say hello, and everyone who's tuned in, appreciate you big time. Shout out again to my producer, Wonderful, for a wonderful job. Africa Weekly on Radio Africana is done. On behalf of Chris Okunua, I'm Emmanuel Atim, saying have a fine rest of the weekend.
money, chasing it back, no looking back. Me and my guy, steady fire, we leave no gap. Gucci, Gucci, Louis V, miss my monster with Hennessy. My eye don't dirty, I know busy. The smell of the wind, shall leave me. Baby girl, why you crying? Clean your tears with my currency. Bullion van, outside the club. Who tell you say we need protection? Up in my all black challenger. Horror leading to the dynasty. We know ourselves and they know we. They know we.
Sell to them, start to pay money. Now they come back with a track to play for me. To get me on that, need an application fee. This track was made for me. Pastor pray for me. Cause me, I don't know where this high is taking me. You fall like Brock on the chart, no vacancy. Run it all now, fuck way too patiently.
Stepping at the room, money energy with me, carry and Kaole. Sabi never losing no energy. Jam them, go jump and belly fool. Who see law is far gone. Them no feet too far gone. Nothing close to run down. No, they beg your pardon.
Butterflies in my tummy when the money enter me, I like it. Getting rich and it's all in the plan, my mind made it to Forbes. I buy jam for my baby, motor to mommy, motor rally. Soft living, living, living like a superstar. All I do is winning it, you know my loss. See my diet, tell me come. I feel like what's the rush? Can I waiting this up? Me not see no evil and I fear no one. I do the sign of the cross. For you, the meat don't be dumb. Since I'm not this game, oh God. I'm on a new level, bubble. I put it all on God. So when you see me, smile, my brother, you for just show me love. Viviendo la vida loca. Nobody take my joy. Better make way when you see your girl, yeah. Oh God, yeah. Easy money, money, money. Oh God, yeah. Oh God, yeah. Too much money. Can I wait till they saw? Me not see no evil and I fear no one. I do the sign.